Hey everybody, welcome to the Bookshelf and Beyond. My name is Harjess, and in this show, I'll be discussing books to everything else. Yeah, so I'm sorry, let me angle the microphone. I'm sorry I didn't post an episode last Sunday. So, last week was the first week of school, and I just got lazy. Okay, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Anyway. The first week of school was good. I have math honors first, and then I have science, social studies, lunch, future readies. Like, we just, like, I don't know, she teaches us how to type emails and stuff. Like, they do this stuff, and, like, we have to plan our calendars there. And, like, we can do free time sometimes, too, and do typing practice. So they call it future ready. And then afterwards, I have gym, reading and writing, and then theater. So it's pretty good. I think I'm doing good in there. I like, my favorite classes are maybe not theater as much, but I know future ready, reading and writing, I know I like. Theater is just, like, crazy all the time. So yeah, everybody's just running around. There's this boy that the girls named him and gave him an other name, like a girl name, and then, like, I don't know, and then they just make him do stuff and stuff, and then it's just crazy, and everybody's yelling and everywhere. And so yeah, during PEs, it's fun. We get to play soccer. I like soccer. It's fun. But so it's called two ball soccer. So one ball's for the girls, one ball's for the boys. Five girls on each team, five boys on each team. So the girls have to go against each other, score to each goal, and the boys have to do it. Which ball scores first? Like, like normal soccer, kind of. But I do, the girls do good. We, like, protect the thing, but, like, the boys, like, the ball goes in, and then we have to go back to the bleachers. So, it's fun, but it's weird because we have to change out and stuff in front of the locker room and stuff. Well, I did it in the shower stalls, other girls sometimes do it in, like, in the locker room in front of everybody, but the shower stalls also have, like, what's it called again? Roaches everywhere. It's disgusting. So, like, they're both really bad choices. But it's, why do I keep saying so much? Let's look at your notes. Talk about school. Okay, let me continue. Sorry. Okay. I did it again. So then I have reading and writing, and I like it. The library is really big over there, and there's a big fantasy section, and it's, like, really good because I almost read, like, all the books in the kids fantasy section in the library. So I'm glad there's that there, and not a lot of people check out fantasy books. Everybody's always getting those mangas. What are they called? Those Japanese graphic novels. Yeah, that's fun. We have to read every day and then write a summary about it. So yeah, we do that. And then theater. Yeah, I told you about theater. We're not really, we like learning the classroom, audience etiquette. And we made this poster about it. You could either make a musical, poster, or a play. And I have a friend who walks home with me. Because, like, there's, like, there's, like, the, the cars that pick you up, it's like really crowded. So then there's this walkway that goes to the stadium where they can pick you up. So then my friend walks with me there, and sometimes the other girls join from my grade join, but I always say hi and bye to them, but sometimes they don't, like, maybe they don't hear me or something, but they never say it back. So then I just stopped. I was like, what's the point? It's good. I've gotten homework. So my mom, she does this thing where we have to pick out a book and she reads like a chapter or two every night. So we recently read The City of Dragons, and it's like basically like modern time how to train your dragon. It's good though. It's different, but it's kind of the same. And now we're going to read the I forgot the name. Okay, I'm going to pause the recording. I'm going to go find it and tell you the name of the book. It's a really good mystery novel. I read the first one and the second one just came out, so we're reading this one. Okay, I found it. It's called The Swifts, so that's really good. You know, the Olympics came out. I'm sorry. I'm going to talk about Above World, the book I'm doing. I just, you know, I want to talk to you about other stuff that I forgot to tell you about. Okay, so just real quick, if you want to, you can forward this part. Okay, it's not going to be long. So I watched the Olympics and I saw a skateboarding thing. So now I really want to do skateboard. I got a skateboard. It's like the sunset thing on the back. And my gear is coming on Monday, so I'm excited to use it. My mom also got me this plant. It's on my windowsill. It's really pretty, and I have this like water thing I can water. I water like every morning and before bed. So, did you hear that? Maybe you did hear it. I don't know. Well, that was the sound of me, the sound of the spray thingy. So I watered it. Anyway, now it's the book time. So this book is called Above Worlds by Jen Rhys. Okay. Sorry, I forgot the last name, so I had to quickly search it up. I mean, not the last name, the author's name. It is a really good book. I'm just going to give you a quick summary. It's a trilogy, so I'm just going to give you a little quick summary. You can forward the part if you want to hear about it. If you don't, so I'm going to just give you a quick summary, and I'll give you the summary, and in there I'll talk about like what parts did I like about it and stuff, you know, I didn't like and stuff. So I'll try not to give out any spoilers if you have read it or not. But before I do the spoiler, if I do, I'll just say spoiler so you can skip it if you haven't read it. Okay, so I'm gonna start. So Above World is a really good book. So there's this main character named Aluna, and she's a campy, I don't know how to say the name, okay? So I'm just gonna say mermaid, even though Aluna would be very offended if I called her a mermaid. So like they live in this village, and they've breathing necklace. So okay, let me start in the beginning. So they're the human world, it was like it's sci-fi. So the human world is like it's gotten too big for like it got too big for all humans to stay there. So like they did this thing so humans could live in other places, but that was in the past in Aluna's world. So that was in the past. So right now, like she doesn't even know, like, you know, she's like in the future, like they've been like doing this for like hundreds of years. Okay, so like there it got too crowded, so there's like a bunch of different creatures, and I'll talk about them in the story. So so there's Aluna, and they have breathing necklaces that help them breathe underwater, and when you're 13 you swallow the seed that helps you grow this mermaid tail. And you have to swallow the seed while it's hot, or else like it will take really slow time to for it to grow. So there's elders who are in charge of that town, that mermaid town. There's other ones, but they haven't talked to them in like a long time. And so she's a daughter, and the breathing necklaces are starting to fail, and she wants to go up and ask for help from the humans and stuff, but the elders think it's too dangerous, and her father, the charge of the elders, thinks it's too dangerous. And it's her time to get the seed, and she disrespects them, and then he doesn't allow her to eat the seed. Then she goes up, she has this her best friend Haku, who really into tech and stuff. He's 1 year younger than her. He finds her and goes up. They get captured by AVRs. They're like winged people. And before they get captured by AVRs, Aluna like saves Deepfell. So like they're all gray, they're like bold, they don't really speak the language. They like it's different, like echolocation kind of, but they try to speak it. And they were all dead on the beach. Like they were sworn enemies of mermaids. I'm gonna just call them that. And she saved it. She gave him her breathing necklace. So they get captured by AVRs. I love AVRs. They're really cool. They're like these warrior people, these warrior women. Some like towns have like men in them, but they like, they're human, but they have wings and stuff. They have necklaces too, so they can breathe up in the mountains. So then they take the Aluna and Haku up there. Aluna can't breathe, so like she passed out basically, because like she gave him the breathing necklace and her like lungs, like I don't know, haven't gotten used to the above world air or something. Anyway, so they go up, they get put in the dungeon. They meet they meet this girl who like tries to listen to them, but they find her like, and she likes tech too, like Haku and stuff. And then they get the guards take them to see the president, and then they say, introducing the vice president and stuff, you know. And then she walks in, but in more fancier clothing, so like she's the president's daughter. And the president sees how like fierce Aluna is, and because her daughter like likes tech and stuff and not like the fighter type, she orders her to be her friend and like teach her how to be like fighting thingy. Okay. So they do training lessons together. They all become friends. Like, but Haku has to stay in his thing. But he learns a lot about the tech up there and stuff. So they become allies, and there's these domes that like control the breathing necklaces and stuff. And there's one of them was one of the domes was taken over by Phantom, and a clone of Carl Strand, who was, I'll tell you about him later. And they AVRs took back the thing, so then they could do it for themselves. And now the upgraders, which are like cyborgs basically, are attacking. So they, Aluna and Haku, escape so they can try to find their thing, their hydro tech. And do they escape? I forgot. No. They stay with them and like help them defend. And then the AVR is like, the president gives her like this weapon, Aluna and stuff. They're allies now. They take them to the old Sky Dome where they can search for clues. And then they find this guy named Dash and this bot named Zero. So Aluna breaks Dash's arm because she thought she was trying to attack Haku. They become friends afterwards. And then Zero is this raccoon, is like he's kind of like a robot, and he helps them hack into the thing and find the hydro tech. And then like they fight upgraders who were there, and then like they steal their beast and like go to there. They find what's her name again? I keep forgetting her name. The vice, I'm just going to call her the vice president because I forgot her name. Okay. My favorite part so far. I know. I have other parts. I like. Anyway, well, I think. Never mind. Hi, Sikmini. So they try to go like find the Hydra Tech. So you know Dash, he's like a centaur, and but he doesn't have like legs, and so like he's like really feels like they like his herd banished him. So they go find the Hydra Tech, and the clone of Carl Strand there is captures her sister Daphne, and like they find the Deepfell, and the Deepfell prince who she saved his life gave her back her breathing necklace, and so they saved her sister, and Dash got a metal arm, and to save her, Luna like went recklessly there, and she's like, Carl Strand's other clone. He was like, oh, I just want to see like mermaids because I've never seen them before. So she actually kept that seed, and she ate it. She was like, oh, what about watching the tail grow? She never told anyone about it though. And Haku, before he left, his grandmother gave him this box that was the ancestor of the people who the girl who created them, and actually like found this thing that like Carl Strand and the girl were married, but then the lady left him like after their son died from sickness. So Carl Strand is trying to get them. Oh my gosh, it's been 16 minutes. This is like my longest episode. I am so sorry, guys. If you want to hear it, hear it. I don't care if I get views or not, but like, I hope so. I hope you guys like it. And so he's trying to make sure nobody dies again. Trying to make them all upgraders. So like they like put this his clone, one the other clone, into this like sleeping pod. So we're on second book. Oh my gosh, I almost said last book, guys. Now is on second book. I'm gonna make this one quicker. They go to the last clone, and it's a she, and she's like in the equestrians, and the top leader of all the herds, she's like become on his good side, and they go to his old herd, which like they don't accept him because like he like the serpenty, the half snake people, they're like at war, and he like freed them when they captured him, but he freed them because like they needed medical supplies, and he freed the kid because he needed medical supplies for his sister, and then like they tortured his mother so much that she died, so he felt sorry. Okay, guys, I'm going to pause this, and I'm going to quickly think of a short summary to do for the second book. Okay, guys? So, it's not going to be any time for you, but it's going to be a bit for me. Stop. Hello? Oh, okay. So, Haku finds a mentor. Is like, she's an upgrader. She teaches him about tech. Aluna finds this horse who has a mind of a human because instead of, like, Dash, who's a human but acts like a horse, she's a horse and thinks like a human. Dash is, like... Dash is made to go live in the desert, and they're friends with the person in charge, the Khan of the herd, daughter and son. The son, like, I don't like him. And the daughter and stuff. So she, like, she understands the need of Haku's help to destroy the clone and stuff. She wants to help. And they go, like, and they find it. And she puts them there. Like, she leaves a trail for them to follow. They follow it. She's almost killed. The rest are killed because... Dash kills the other people because they were a follower. They were the Khan's advisor, her father's advisor, was jealous and wanted to like destroy them and work with the High Khan and the clone. But he killed the people who tried to kill them. So then Dash brought a Luna and the person and to the Serpentine. So Haku and the vice president, I forgot her name again, stayed in the camp to watch over stuff. He brought them to the Serpentine. The Serpentine healed them. They formed this alliance. They made their own group because the girl's father wouldn't listen. The trials, if who wins like can be the High Khan, so then they trying to win so they can stop, so then the High Khan doesn't like do go to Carl Strand with his army. So and then when they go to the thing, and the vice president gets poisoned, and the Serpentine guy heals her after they go to the camp, and the Serpentine guy heals her, and there's like a bunch of different things like art, mechanicry, and like so Haku and the vice president, I forgot her name again, work on the mechanic stuff and stuff, and like the cyborg, I forgot her name again, the upgrader, she's like those grumpy people but with like a kind heart. She does a project, Aluna does a project, so they're almost won, and Aluna's trying to do her last fight because there's also one where you have to like fight each other and stuff, and she's supposed to do with a High Khan, but she actually has to do with a clone and stuff, and she almost dies, and Haku like saves her, and then like they convince the High Khan to join their side, you know. I really loved this book. I really liked the ideas. I was so sad when I went to the last book. We're about to go to the last book now because I'm gonna miss you, like Aluna, Haku, I forgot her name, vice president, I'm gonna miss them all. Dash. His actual name is Dashiel. Everybody calls him Dash. Okay. Third book. I need some water after this. Third book. I'm gonna pause again and think of a short summary for this one too. They try to go defeat Carl Strand, so they're going to go defeat Carl Strand. They put Haku and Dash, like, give them costumes so they can, and they go into this upgrader, like, group. They bring Aluna and, what's her name again? I forgot. The vice president. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I'm just going to call her that. I'm so sorry. As prisoners, and like they go over there and they like find out like good the upgraders are, but they like scared because like they don't want to go against Carl Strand, like they could get hurt and stuff. So in they help them go to Carl Strand. They get captured by these tree people who think they're saving them, but like they're not. So the tree people, the tree leaders, like not open to helping them, but like they tell them to take them to the hydro tank thing. Aluna, the vice president, Haku, but Dash decides he wants to go and stay with the group to see if he can get to Carl Strand's place. So the other people want to join the thing, only the leader is like, I don't want, like, respect the old ways, you know. So they go to the Hydrotech. Dash travels with them. Dash ends up telling them like what he really is and tells them their plan. Then they help him do it and like defeat Carl Strand, and they like, and I hate it because like Haku put that lens and makes his eyes orange. Does it make like everything he sees orange. I don't know. So they go back. He studies it or something, and they like defeat Carl Strand. Yeah, with like math moves and stuff. And yeah, I forgot the details. Okay, I'm sorry. You should read this book yourself. If you didn't, you know how what happens. And so. And it was a good ending. And I'm going to miss all these people, all these characters. But I'll read this series again because it's so good. And if you haven't, I really recommend it. Please read it. It's so good. But it's been a while. So now, like, I already read, like, other books. Because it's been a few weeks since I read that book. Maybe, like, two. And I just read Prom and Prejudice, and it's like basically like, well, I'll tell you more about it in the next episode. I'm gonna talk about that book in the next episode. So that's it for the Bookshelf and Beyond. Remember to like and follow. My name is Harjus, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Okay.